Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Alex Ficky. Alex loves travel, animals, and being helpful. Her special interest is research, and she spends most of her time reading, listening to podcasts, and listening to her cats cry outside of her office door because it's been 30 minutes since they were last fed. I know that story. She's going to share a bit about Be Present. Alex, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thanks for having me, Anna. My topic today actually comes from a realization that I had when Josh worked with me during a call. I was really struggling a month ago, and I had an offer, right? We all have an offer, but I couldn't get it in front of people. It seemed like it was just going right over top of their heads. And he took the time, right? He looked at my docs, he read everything I put in front of him, which is a lot of stuff. Like, I'm a technical writer. And I mean, he just took the initiative with me and said, "You need to unintellectualize this," right? Which is hard to hear. Like, I've put in so much work and you're telling me undo it. But that's not really what he meant, right? But he did. He said, "I've got the whole hour. Let me help." And that was a breath of fresh air. Like, most people are just trying to hard sell you as soon as you get on a discovery call. But throughout the last month and a half, I have taken the time to unintellectualize not only my business, but myself. So putting myself in a box, putting my clients in a box, saying they want to make more money. That's their ROI. That's not their ROI, right? Their ROI is being able to take their family to a nicer restaurant or a great vacation. Their wife's happy, you know, things like that. That's what matters to people. And that's when I started to look at myself. So I quit my job last year, and it was because I was so sad. I would come home and like really struggle. You know, those are hard moments when you've got to sit there and say, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. And I decided enough was enough and quit. But I struggled for 6 months. 6 months going from niche to niche and saying, this is what I like. These are the things that I like doing. But I wasn't feeling it. Like, I was actually just telling myself, these are the things I like, not understanding what I like. So I went from niche to niche. And when Josh looked at my stuff and was like, hey, you've really got to pick. Do you want to do what you want to do? Or do you want to people please and do what other people want you to do? So my biz hack is just be aware, be present, because if not, you're going to waste a lot of time. You could save, honestly, a lot of time with just being open with yourself and saying, do I want to take meetings at 8 a.m.? Do I want to work during the day? Do I want to have a boss, right? And just understanding why that is about yourself. I think that a lot of business owners would realize that they can delegate, they can trust, train, and hire a lot more quickly if they would take the time to unintellectualize what it is that they actually want out of their business.
That's awesome, Alex. And I love the fact that you had that call with Josh and it helped you to realize what you were actually doing.
Yeah.
And what you wanted to do. And to, like, he's very direct. So he will not tell you something that you want to hear.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not pleasant.
It's not. Yeah. Because when someone says, what are you actually afraid of here? Like, what are you avoiding? I've had coaches say that to me before. And I was like, well, I'm self-aware. I don't need that. But am I self-aware, or am I just intellectualizing myself so that I don't have to give 100%? Because if we give 100% to the thing that really makes us happy and we fail, that's pretty disheartening. But if we try something that we intellectualized and we said, hey, this is ABC, the workflow, right? What you guys talk about is a framework. That's something that actually results are proven time after time again. So that is how I've tried to make my business like model after, because if it is not exactly what you want to do 100%, what's the point? Like, don't run ads before you're sure about your offer, and don't count your chickens before they hatch. Like, there's just no reason to do it. So I loved his directness, and that was really what turned me around. Like, now I have offers that people are coming for that I don't even have to advertise for. Like, people are, people are talking about it. People see my value. And how nice is it that I went from a job that left me so sad in the evenings to now people are like, hey, that stuff you've got in your noodle, I want that. Give me that. And it's amazing. It has been a huge change for me.
Alex, I love that. I Thank love you. That for you. In it's I just cannot describe how excited I am for you right now.
I know, me
but
too.
I love this.
Yeah, my mom's really happy too. So we can all like revel in the fact that she gets to have some security. You know, whenever you quit your 9 to 5 and your parents are just like, hey, don't you want to be secure and safe for the rest of your life? And then it's
No.
like everything's on fire. Yeah, but now it is. Now it's okay. And I am so proud of myself. And that, I think that's also hard to say for a lot of people that they're like, oh, I must criticize. And I think it was Dale Carnegie who said that criticism bristles thousands of pages throughout history futilely, because the more you criticize yourself, the worse you do. The more you criticize other people, the worse you do. It's not collaborative. It's not helpful. And in fact, you can often look at yourself as the one to blame. And in this case, it was 100% me. I was definitely avoiding and afraid. And I took that, and yeah, Josh helped me straighten it out. And right now my offer makes me so happy. I get to wake up and do it every day. And that is the biggest blessing that I could have hoped for.
Man, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anna. I appreciate it.
And Andrea, who do you help? Who do you serve, and how can those people find you?
Anna, I serve coaches and agencies who are looking to take their busy schedule and get out of the day to day. And if they want to find me, they can email me at service@digitalace.pro and just reach out. Any help you need, I'll be there.
Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Alex Vicky, for coming on and sharing your story about being self-aware. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps it burning away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.